Leviticus 25, verse number 10 says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to all the inhabitants thereof." This is Pastor Wynn Greer from the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. And we want to say how much we appreciate you listening in today. This is the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. And Noah is not with us today. He's usually running the board and taking care of that end. But he's not here, so I'm going to do what he usually does. He welcomes everyone. And we want to certainly welcome all of our listeners right here on AM 1450 WATA in Boone. And then our Saturday broadcast, 690 AM out of Bristol, Virginia. And then out of Watertown, South Dakota, 89.1 FM, The Truth. It is a blessing to be here one more time. We always mention this is a ministry of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, and we'd love for you to come by and visit with us at any time. Our services are Sunday morning, 10 a.m., Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 a.m., our Sunday morning worship service, second and fourth Sunday nights at 6, and then every Wednesday night at 7, we have our midweek prayer and Bible study. And so we'd love for you to come out. We're located 1 mile up Baird's Creek Road. That is off of Highway 105 South, just above the Willow Creek Golf Course. Very easy to find and very close to the town of Boone. Now, I've been doing a series on the subject, What I Can Do for My Country. We're going to take just a little break today because tomorrow, Wednesday, the 11th, is Veterans Day. And we realize that many of our listeners, you will hear this after Veterans Day. And so we hope you'll stay with us anyway. It's something good to think about and something that we actually find an example of honoring or remembering, paying tribute to our veterans. We have an example in the Bible, several, I would say. And but we're going to look at one just a few minutes today. And then we also have a special guest, Brother Rick Cornejo, and he is with us. He's been with us several times before. We're going to talk about some of the discounts and opportunities that local businesses and different businesses, even nationwide, are offering to veterans. We also have something special going on right here in the High Country, a new veterans discount program card, and we're going to talk about that. So if you're a veteran, I know you'll want to listen in and find out about this. There's something you have to do to get it, but once you get it, I think it'll be worthwhile. Let me just go ahead before Brother Rick comes in here, and I want to just mention a few things just by way of a little devotional this morning. I'm just going to take a few minutes and deal with this. I've got a note in my Bible that says a tribute to veterans. And what I want to look at is 2 Samuel chapter number 23 and verse number 1. It says, "Now these be the last words of David." And David, of course, he's the king of Israel. He's an old man by now, and he's getting ready to pass away. This is his last words. You know, if somebody's telling their last words, that's important. You know, I'm going to sit up and pay attention. David's getting ready to die. He's the king. What does he have to say? And so he says a few things. I'm not going to read all these verses, but by the time you get to verse number 8, it's interesting that David, he writes a list down. And he says in verse number 8, "These be the names of the mighty men whom David had." And what this is his veterans. Mm-hmm. These are the men that served with David, for David, and he makes a tribute to these men. Many of these men, if we were to read down through the whole list, you'd say, "I've never heard of them before." And it's the same way with our veterans today. There's many of them you've maybe never heard of. But David pays tribute. There's 37 names in all. That's what it says in verse number 39. And I want to just mention a few things about these veterans that we read about in 2 Samuel chapter number 23, that it is right and good. And the Bible says, "Give honor to whom honor is due." and even David gave a tribute to his veterans. And I want to just point out some things about these men that maybe we would think about as Veterans Day approaches. I find in several of these verses that these men were skillful men. They were men that had learned special skills, whether it was fighting or something else. I mean, these guys, as I read about them, they were, our society, they might talk a lot about ninjas and how that they're able to fight. But I'll tell you, some of these men, they could probably give a ninja a run for his money. There's one fellow in particular, verses 20 and 21, it says that this man, verse number 20, and Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. And he talks about this man and how he went into a pit and killed a lion. And he slew an Egyptian, a goodly man. And the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. You know, that's something you might think about in a movie. He went into a pit. He had a staff. The other guy had a spear. He took the spear away and slew him with his own spear. These are skillful men we're talking about. And it's interesting. You may think or you may not think about veterans, but veterans have learned a skill they wouldn't have learned at home. I know men that, to look at them, you wouldn't think it, but they were jet engine mechanics. They learned how to shoot artillery and all of the things that are involved in there. And some of them fought, and some of them had specialized skills that maybe they carried back and used in the private world or the civilian world, and maybe they didn't. But when you think about a veteran, you're thinking about somebody that learned a special skill and used it on behalf of their country. These men were surviving men. In verse number 10, the Bible talks about one of these men that he fought. He smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. And this man, he fought, and he wouldn't let go of his sword. And he held on to it so long that his hand, it cemented to that sword. Maybe you've experienced something like that, running a chainsaw. And when you got done, you had a hard time. Your muscle had seized upon that. That's how hard he fought. He was a surviving man, a determined man, a dedicated man. And you have to be that. Somebody that goes into the military. And I went to a service on Sunday night at Willow Valley. They had a special service honoring the veterans. And Brother Eric Cornett, he talked about that a veteran is somebody who one time they signed a blank check to their country, payable up to their own life. And so you think about somebody, maybe they fought, maybe they didn't. But they realized, or I hope they recognized, when they signed and when they swore in, they said, you know, this is for real. And so we're talking about surviving men. And these were standing men. They stood for something. In verses 11 and 12, it talks about some men that defended a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it. And, you know, I was in the military. I never fought. But we defended a piece of ground. That was our responsibility. I lived in England for 3 years. And our whole time there was spent in preparation to defend that land, to be the first line of defense from the Middle East. That's why you have bases all over Europe, that you have a first line of defense. And so you defend the ground. And that's what servicemen have done. And that's what our veterans have done. Maybe they didn't fight, but they stood somewhere and they kept us safe and they defended a piece of ground. And so these were standing men. And these were supplying men. It talks about in verses 13 through 17 about some men that King David just simply wanted a drink of water. And these three valiant men, they went somewhere dangerous. They risked their lives, and they got some water that David wanted from a special place, and they brought it back. And I like these men because I was in supply. And you may think, well, that's not a big deal. But nobody gets anything without supply. You gotta be supplied.
Kind of hard to fight without bullets, and supply provides the bullets.
It is. You know, if you are in the military, you want to be the friend of the people in supply, because you know you're going to need something. And these men were serving men. In verse number 23, he said he was more honorable than the 30, but he attained not to the first three, and David set him over his guard. And it talks here about a man, what was his responsibility? He was on guard, and nobody wants to be on guard duty, but everybody wants somebody to be on guard duty. You know, I want to sleep safe, and I want to sleep sound. I don't want to stay awake all night, but somebody did, and somebody does. And this guy, he was just simply on guard duty. He was serving where he was needed. And that's how the military is. You don't always get to choose what you want to do. You may have a non-glorious job, but somebody has to do it.
And so,
But you served. And that's what matters. And that's why we thank our veterans, and we appreciate what they do. And these men were selfless men. They were serving while others were sleeping. They were away from their families. They made a sacrifice, and so selfless men. And we say one last thing about these men. I want to get Brother Rick in here. But we come to the last verse, verse number 39, Uriah the Hittite. These men sometimes were sacrificed men, and Uriah got a raw deal. I mean, it wasn't his fault. David sinned. David the king, he sinned. And his sin resulted in the death of Uriah. And, you know, we may not always agree with our government and what they do and how they do and why they do. And there's no doubt that some of the men and some of the women that go away to serve, we might say, what was the point in that? What was the reason? I don't agree with it. With this. These were sacrificed. And what is the use? What is the outcome of it? And, you know, maybe I thought about this. David, he's getting ready to die, and he's got some men that he wants to recognize and pay tribute to. And it would have been easy for David to leave off that name, that last name. But I believe the Holy Ghost said, no, David, you're going to put his name down too, because he gave his life. He died in service of his country. He didn't know what was going on with the king. And to him, it did not matter. He's one of the great heroes of the Bible. And so we think about these men. These be the mighty men of David. A lot of them you've never heard of, but they still done something in the service of their country. Maybe we didn't know their names, but the Lord thought enough. He penned them in his holy scriptures. And so it's right, and it's good to remember and honor our veterans. I appreciate our veterans today. Now, I'm a small veteran. I was about 4 years, but Brother Rick, he gave 22 years in the service of our country in the United States Navy. So I appreciate him being with us today. Brother Rick, tell us a little bit about what's going on, and maybe if something's on your heart or whatever, but tell us about the things going on for Veterans Day.
I find it really interesting because we're going to, of course, talk about some of the discounts. Several years ago, the Golden Corral was gracious enough to offer veterans a free meal on Veterans Day. And, of course, that caused a lot of problems because their restaurant wasn't that big, but it was awfully appreciated by the veterans that they do that. Now we have two pages of restaurants and stores who've also decided that they want to do the same thing. I think that's really, really wonderful as far as deciding to recognize. Because in our world today, we have a lot of homeless veterans, and we have a lot of veterans that are being turned away from our own VA there was a statement years ago that says a nation should be judged by the way that it treats its veterans. And in some cases, you know, the guy that goes off and is willing, like you said, to give his life or her life to serve, when they come home, it's like, we don't even want to think about you. But a lot of these businesses have said, you know what, we appreciate you, because without you and without your service, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. Because Lord only knows what would happen if our country, if nobody decided to protect it anymore.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of people that say, you know, we're always looking for war, or we're always looking for a fight. The one group of people in this country who hate war more than anything else are the servicemen and women, because guess what? They're the ones that are facing the bullets.
Right.
You know, it's easy to say, you know, we shouldn't do this. We shouldn't. You got to be able to willing to stand up for something, or somebody's going to just walk all over you.
Yeah. So, and if you have no army, if you have no defense, you are wide open to
then you're whatever. Subservient.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so.
Somebody's got to be willing to pay the cost.
Right. And I think, and I don't have any statistics on this, but it seems like fewer and fewer, you know, when I graduated from high school, for example, you know, a lot of people went to college. Some didn't go into anything. But there was a few of us that had already signed up to go in the military, but it was just two or three. And I think used to be more. And I think there's fewer and fewer, seems like, and that might be regional.
Actually, there was an article just out last week that the numbers continue to be less and less of people who are deciding that serving their country is an honorable profession. When I graduated, there was about 15 of us that decided to go. And
wow.
Of course, at that time, we were still talking about Vietnam, because Vietnam didn't end until about 3 years after we graduated. So it's a sign of the times. And there's a lot of individuals that they're not raised that way. You know, the difference with me is my father was in the service, his father, all my father's brothers were in the service. You know, it was kind of like a family tradition. And you were taught, you know, from a young child that you need to be thankful for what your country does for you. You may not agree with it all the time. I mean, there are a lot of things that we did when I was in the Navy. And like you said, when I got home, it was like, why did we do that? What was the purpose? We may never know. But you know what? There's a lot of things that God does in our lives that we sit there and go, what was that all about? And then somewhere down the road, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now I see.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they see the big picture. We've got tunnel vision. So
that was a big influence in my life, was my Grandpa Greer. He's a World War II veteran, and I grew up listening to him tell story after story. And, you know, although he lived to be 80-some years old, if you talk to him, he was going to talk about that time period in his life at some point. That was just a major thing in his life. And then my dad was in during Vietnam, and so I had that heritage, I guess you could say, and I wanted to go. I felt like that was my part of my responsibility, and so that was the main reason why, is because my grandpa, my dad, they were in. I wanted to go in, and so that probably plays into it as well.
Well, some of our some of the people that influence our young people today make it sound like if you go into the service, it means you were too ignorant to get into college or to do anything else than to go in. Well, you know, in our military today, you have to be tech savvy to do 95% of the jobs that our services do.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you're as competent. Matter of fact, when you get out of the service, there's pretty much nowhere you can't go that is dying to get your expertise.
Yeah, it's not just shooting, you know, a gun and sleeping under a tent. Yeah,
and going bang bang. I mean there are, even running a tank now, I mean, it's not just simply loading the round in and pulling the trigger. I mean, there are a lot of computations and a lot of computer skills that go with even driving a tank.
Oh yeah.
You know, our guns are fired more by computers today than by the individual sighting it in.
Yeah. So, even when I was in the late 80s, built a new supply warehouse. I say we, I didn't build it, but that was where we worked. And at the time, it was one of the most up-to-date. I mean, the whole warehouse was computerized. Every part, every piece. You know, you had to know how to work a computer, how to our equipment, our forklifts, everything was
just... Think of how many businesses out here today would absolutely love to have somebody that has that knowledge and experience for their own business.
Yeah. So you had to... I learned, you know, and it carried on in my the rest of my life, because I've used that a lot, that skill I learned. And so it's not just for dummies, you
that's
know.
Right. But that's what they like to sell.
So. I know. So, but there's a lot of businesses. And I remember when we first started doing this, we pretty much talked about the Golden Corral.
And that was pretty much it.
And now they're no longer in Boone.
But there's still a lot of places in Boone that do get discounts. And one of the rules for a discount for a veteran is ask. Because there are a lot of businesses that do discounts and do them on a regular basis, not on just on Veterans Day or Memorial Day. But they do them on a regular. And if you're curious, you know, ask the store. You can check the website, but you have to remember when you check the corporate website, the local store may or may not be doing the same thing.
Right.
But we do have a few that we know are doing it here in town.
Tell us about, you know, you say, well, how do they know? If you go into a business and ask for a disc, do you give a veteran's discount? How do they know? And the Register of Deeds is actually beginning today, a special card for veterans. And all you have to do is take your DD-20.
214.
What is it?
214.
2214?
No, DD-214.
otherwise, DD-214.
Otherwise known as your discharge paper.
Your
not
discharge
that pretty
papers.
Little thing that you hang on the
right,
wall, but
yeah.
The one that says where you were, what you did, and what your medals
were. Right.
So that they can put it on file. And they will give you a card, and the card says, thanks for your service, veteran discount card. It's signed by Amy Shook and April Poe. Amy, of course, is the Register of Deeds in Watauga County, and April is our veteran service officer for the county. Right now, they have 70 businesses that have signed up to give discounts, and they will be updating it continuously. You can go on to watagacounty.org. And check under the Register of Deeds, and they're going to have an updated list continuously as they go through. It's a great program. Watauga County, as far as I know, is one of the only ones in the state that's actually doing this. It's a great deal for the Register of Deeds because it gets you to register your discharge, so it helps the Veterans Service Office to be able to help veterans that are in need of veteran services. Another thing some of your businesses look at is your VA card. If you've registered with Johnson City or Winston-Salem or any VA, you're going to get an ID card from them. That's a great card to use. The state of North Carolina on their driver's license now, again, you present a copy of your DD-214, and they will put on your driver's license a designation as veteran, and a lot of the businesses will accept that. And, of course, if you're retired or reserve, you're going to have a regular military ID card.
Right. So, have you done the driver's license?
I haven't now, but see, I have a retirement ID card.
So, right.
I don't really need, because they automatically accept the retirement card.
See, like me, I don't have a card other than being a member of the American Legion.
Right.
So this is nice. It's an official if it's done by the Register of Deeds or if you get it on your driver's license. You know, Lowe's Hardware.
Yeah.
They give a discount to veterans.
One of the things on Lowe's is to get their discount, you have to be active duty, retired, or receiving VA benefits. They don't accept the DMV driver's license card right now, and they haven't signed up with the county.
Okay.
Now, during Veterans Day, Memorial Day, and the 4th of July, they will give discount to all veterans, but there needs to be somewhere. You can take your DD-214 in, and they will accept that.
Right.
But... that's the thing we find interesting is they'll accept your DD-214, but they won't accept the driver's license where it says veteran, and you had to show the DD-214 to get that.
Right.
But again, ask.
Yeah. You know. But what we want our local veterans to know is about this new program, this card.
Yeah, because there's There's actually five pages.
There's five pages of businesses. And I've already seen some businesses that have a sign up that says we are participating. I can't remember exactly what it said, but we're participating in the veterans discount card. So that's nice.
Again, it was nice of Watauga County's Register of Deeds and Veteran Service Officer to get this program together.
Yeah, that's really nice.
To help out vets.
Do you have some businesses that are doing something special tomorrow that maybe we might want to know about if you're a veteran?
News.
As far as meals,
former North Carolina
Applebee's
Congressman Howard Koval will be remembered today at his funeral in Greensboro. Last night, staffers who worked for him during his 30 years in Congress gathered to share stories.
We're going to miss him. His kind don't come along very often. So we all feel blessed to have worked for him.
Meal off of their entree.
But more importantly, to have known him.
Cracker Barrel is given a piece of double chocolate.
A summit on the immigrant crisis begins tomorrow. CBS News Foreign Affairs
analyst. You go down to Lenore, Fats is
given
free
Calabash
chicken
nations will meet in
Malta. IHOP is doing
Union ambassador to the UN,
a free red, white, and blue pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Europe needs workers.
Again, if you go to Lenore, Krispy Kreme is doing a free donut and small coffee.
On the pace of the flows.
Little Caesars is doing a free $5 lunch combo.
Chief Kerr Putney made a case
Minchie's,
to Charlotte City Council members for more resources
a,
dedicated to public safety.
Free 6-ounce
Putney
frozen
says the
frozen
department
yogurt.
Faces a challenge when
Olive
it comes
Garden
to recruitment
down in Wilkesboro
and keeping
is doing
officers on staff.
Tomorrow.
Charlotte City Councilwoman
Outback Steakhouse
Claire
is doing
tells
a free blooming onion and beverage tomorrow.
Is
however, from
police,
the 12th of November through the end
and
of December,
infrastructure.
They're giving 15% discount.
We do everything
discount.
Else but.
So, Chief Putney
that's Outback.
Says since 2008,
that's
the department has requested
so that's through the end of December for veterans. That's nice. Yeah. It's hard to hit all these in one day.
Yeah. Ruby Tuesdays is doing a free meal off their list.
They're holding rallies calling for a wage of $15 an hour.
Sagebrush.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says that's
all day tomorrow.
Particularly
they're going
in his
to
city.
Give
does anyone
veterans
believe that it's easy to get
free
by in New York City
meal
less than
up to $20
now?
On there, and then Starbucks is giving a free cup of coffee. Belk's is giving discounts to veterans. Here again, ask. Meineke Car Care is offering free oil change. Home Depot, but you got to go to Hickory to get that one.
Right.
It's the same discount as Lowe's. Harris Teeter and Dollar General this year are giving an 11% discount on Wednesday. And I had a lot of people when that came out said, why 11%? Because it's the 11th hour, the 11th month of the 11th day. So
right.
They give 11% off groceries and then Dollar General 11% off of their product.
And that is why that Veterans Day is always on the 11th.
Right. We don't do three-day weekends for
right.
Veterans Day.
It seems odd, though, to be in the middle of the week. It seems like it usually lands on Monday or Tuesday. But Veterans Day is always on the 11th. And that is signifying the end of World War II.
One.
I was about
armistice.
Messed up. Armistice. And that's why it's always on the 11th. So.
And that was when they started doing the three-day weekends. The only thing that the veterans really fought to keep was to keep Veterans Day on the 11th. They allowed, they gave up on the Memorial Day to do the three-day weekend. But on the 11th is important to
right.
veterans. Kind of like December 7th is an important day to veterans, and now 9/11.
Right.
Because of the time.
Neither one of us were in the Marines, but I guess we could say happy birthday to the Marines today before we go off the air.
Well, it's kind of hard for a Navy guy to do that, but yeah, happy birthday, guys. 240 years.
See, I was never around any Marines, so I have no animosity or competition.
Well, it's like I tell all of my folks at church, I can pick on Marines and they can pick on Navy. But don't you pick on the Marines.
Again. Yeah.
It's kind of like, I can pick on my brother, but don't you pick on
right.
Me.
I wouldn't pick on. And the Army and the Air Force has sort of the same thing.
Since the Air Force started out as the Army
Air Force. The Army Air Force,
so there's always that rivalry there. So.
Their history will never be what the Marines was, or the Navy, or the Army.
No, but because we started in 1775.
There was no Air Force in 1775.
No, we didn't have any airplanes in 1775. But we do have a great book out if people want to read it. It's called The Pirates of Tripoli that is out about the history. So if you've heard the song from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, that's what it's talking about. It's an awesome history book.
Huh. So. Well, our time is quickly going to get gone today, but I appreciate Brother Rick coming in and sharing this information with us. And we want to say a happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans. And I hope you have a good day. And it seems like people are more aware of, I've noticed in the past few years, like thanking you for your service and stuff. I never got that until the past few years, so that's encouraging. That's nice, and we appreciate that.
It's always good, too, for the veterans to remember when somebody thanks you for the service, turn around and thank them for the support.
Right. It does mean a lot. Yep. So we appreciate everybody listening. I think our time is up, and so we appreciate you listening in today. Have a great day, and God bless.
News and information with Roten in the Morning, your favorite news talk throughout the day on AM 1450 WATA. Boom.
News. I'm Mike Rayleigh, former North Carolina.